Idols in the heart, a dangerous hiding place. Ezekiel 14:3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Some of the elders of Israel came to the prophet Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord. But God warns Ezekiel that these men have set up their idols in their hearts. They put the stumbling block of iniquity before their own faces. Most assuredly, every man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He is not enticed first, but the lust of his very heart. The idols of his heart are appealed to first. This is a most dangerous place to have idols. Why, you would rather a man worship an idol outright than to find out he is your brother and secretly as he has idols that he worships. It is the most dangerous place to have an idol, my heart. And sadly, all of God's people battle them. We have those secret things that we bow to or we give in to that no other man sees, but God alone sees them. Ezekiel was brought into that knowledge concerning these elders of Israel. God showed him they had idols. God says, shall I be inquired at all by them, seeing they have idols in their heart? God says, if you come to me, I will answer you according to the multitude of idols in the heart. He says the man who has idols in his heart is estranged from God. He is away from God. God is a stranger to that heart. They are just going through the motions, but they really don't want to know me or of me. See, man can set up idols in his heart where outwardly he has a worship and a form of godliness, but inwardly he is a slave to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, or he has given himself over to those things. He is ensnared or he is trapped. One of those things is where our idols prop up at. They, those idols, get the worship that only God deserves to get. I know not which vice takes you, whether it be self, pride, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, whichever one it falls under. I know which ones take me and what God deals with me with every day. But God does warn us, and we must be on our guard. The Lord says, repent and turn yourselves from your idols. You, as the children of God, must lay those idols down, repent of them, and stamp them to powder and burn them at the brook Kidron. Turn away your faces from your abominations. God says in verse 8 that if his children do not remove the idols from their heart, he will set his face against that man or woman. I will make him a sign or a proverb, says God. God will cut him off or sever that fellowship with him until he repents. What a lesson to learn. God sees all, and the most dangerous idols are the ones we tell no one about, but secretly love and practice and worship. They are hidden from man, but exposed of God. Praise be to God that he leads us to repent of those and shows us the way and makes it possible by Jesus Christ and salvation. By that regeneration of the Holy Ghost, that we can, as children of God, repent of any idols and lay them down. John warns us, my little children, keep yourselves from idols. He was speaking to the saved, not the lost. I think it's important to note that he did not reveal unto Ezekiel what their idols were in their heart, but just that they had them, and they needed to repent of them. Learn to see those, and you know what they are, and repent of them and get them right. Quickly, lay down those idols, and God will bless you.